Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
And you can participate anytime. 651-461-9622 anytime. Give us a call or a text if you want to participate in this show. We're forwarding an effort to get hold of Coach Enns from North Dakota State. But Pete, I broached it before we went to break. In this day and age of college sports, and I mentioned the transfer portal, if you're a head coach today and you recruit this kid that comes in, you know, right from high school as a freshman, how do you think it's different, especially for those kids that you think have promise, but they're sitting on the bench and they're going, I don't know if I'm ever going to play here. If you believe in that kid, is it a whole new dynamic now? Does the coach have to have a lot more self-awareness because he has to figure out a way to keep more people happy? And is that healthy because he doesn't get to rule, or she, with an iron fist?
Right. Yeah. It is difficult, Maxie. I can't even imagine what it's like. And it's got to be difficult for these head coaches. And I think that why we are seeing an influx of younger and younger coaches, I think that's part of this whole thing, because it gets them closer to the generation of how they think and what their concerns are. And I think that's exactly what we see oftentimes with the guy who is sitting on the end of the bench, who came there as a four-star recruit, but he's not seeing the football field, and he's pretty frustrated. So he's already probably, you know, thinking about all of this. Do I go into the transfer portal? Do I get out of here and try somewhere else? And you know, the problem oftentimes can be that you want to keep those guys, but how do you keep them happy? And that's the difficulty. Do you slide them into games when they shouldn't be? Or, you know, there's so much that goes into it. It's difficult, Maxie.
And we can bring in a guy that knows a lot about it, because Coach Enns just won another national championship at North Dakota State, and he joins us now. First off, congratulations, Coach. Second, you know, you went through this kind of strange phase where it was spring season, and I don't know if people count, you had no season and just one game last year in the fall, and the Trey Lance game kind of, and then you go to the spring season, and you come back, and people could say, well, I wonder if NDSU is still NDSU. Well, you answered that question with another national championship. What has the last year plus been like? Because you've seen a lot of things between really no fall season, a spring season, and then the traditional fall season that you'll never see again, you hope. But what has it been like to experience that?
Well, I appreciate, first off, guys, I appreciate you having me on today. Exciting to be with you. You know, you're exactly right. The last year has been about as atypical as possible. You know, going back to the fall of 2020, which we thought we had a really good football team put together, Trey Lance, Dylan Radin, some other players that you know, we had a large contingent of seniors, and unfortunately our fall season was canceled. We kind of had to start over in the spring. We had really a spring ball roster. We probably were only dealing with about 75 players due to some attrition with graduation and whatnot. And you know, spring was unique. You never knew if you were going to play. Both teams had to be, you know, of course, you know, health and well-being and safety of your players was at the forefront. But we made some concessions in the spring. We didn't practice over 15 periods, which is about 75 minutes here at NDSU, just because of the unknown. Didn't feel like it was appropriate to be out there practicing for two and a half hours when we didn't know if there was even going to be a game at the end of the week. And so we backed off, and I think it, you know, in hindsight now, it paid off for us. We had very minimal injuries over the course of the spring and the fall. In my mind, the fall was the thing I could guarantee our players. I couldn't guarantee what the spring was going to look like. We were going to finish the spring season at that time. But I felt comfortable. I felt confident that, you know, I know our administration, the NCAA, was adamant about making sure we got that fall season in. And our kids did a tremendous job. You know, we battled through the spring. We took a couple weeks off, and we jumped right back in it around June 1st and ramped this thing up for, you know, what we were hoping to be a great fall 21. And, you know, what I was most pleased with is I thought our kids, we got better from week 1 to week 15. And I think that shows a great maturity, great leadership that we had with our seniors and our captains on our football team.
Matt, it's absolutely amazing what you've been able to accomplish yourself and as well as some of your predecessors. You know, going back to Craig Bull and Chris Kleiman and just the tradition of North Dakota State football is unbelievable. And it's something that makes Alabama needs to be looking at what you guys are doing, because it's just extraordinary what you were able to do year after year after year. And you've actually extended that even further. You've already got two national titles. It's incredible. Well, how do you coach? How do you get down and recruit the way you do? It's something Maxie and I've talked about in the past, because you get great players at an elite level, and you're even putting guys into the NFL probably at a better pace maybe than the University of Minnesota.
Well, I don't know about that. I know what we're trying to find is the right fit for our program. And, you know, some of the things that we really lean on is first off, we're looking for great characters. And I've said it ever since I've been here as a coordinator, that great character kids make great Bison. Of course, they need to have the intelligence to be able to handle the academic rigors at NDSU, but also, you know, we feel like we play football at a high level. You have to have a great understanding of the X's and O's and some of the scheme behind what we're doing to be successful here. You know, we want tough kids too. And I think when you look at NDSU and you think about the O-line and defense, I hope that characteristic or that word describes us. And then lastly, athleticism. And we've been able to really hone in on our Midwest footprint. But we have some remote areas, Polk County in Florida, Gwinnett County in Georgia, Frisco, Allen, Texas are kind of our three outlying areas that we've been really able to tap into. And but again, it goes back to we have to have those four things are what we're looking for. And our coaches do a great job. Our strength program, I think, is one of the best in the country, if not the best, in the developmental piece. If you're coming here looking to join a program that's going to spotlight you as an individual, probably not the best place for you. If you're coming to be part of something unique and to be an integral part of a team, then this place is built for you. And I think that's just what we've done. We've been able to identify the right kids, big, long kids that maybe are a little undersized, maybe a step slow right now coming out of high school, but knowing that we can give them the developmental piece to take them to the next level.
Coach Jens, we've talked a lot on this show about Trey Lance and, of course, Carson Wentz and Easton Stick and the development of a quarterback. When did you know you had something special in Lance? You guys committed to him as a quarterback and stayed with that. And how have you developed these quarterbacks? Is it a lot about teaching a decision-making process? Or how would you characterize how you end up with these finished products so good?
Well, you know, I don't know if we would all agree that they're always finished products. I think, you know, you talk about the three young men that are in the NFL. Those guys were always a work in progress, but that was their willingness to work and continue to strive for greatness and for excellence is what set them apart from other people. They never once got comfortable in their role. They never once thought that they were a good enough leader. I think you talk of Trey, Carson, and Easton, and now you talk about Cam Miller. None of those young men would ever say they've arrived or, you know, I'm good enough. They're always looking at something. They're always self-evaluating and trying to get better. And then I think the other piece that sometimes gets ignored, or maybe we just forget to talk about it, is the caliber of coaching that they're getting. Tyler Roll, our offensive coordinator, does a tremendous job, and especially Randy Hedberg, our quarterback coach, who I think does as good a job as preparing quarterbacks as anybody out there in the country. Our kids play with great confidence on Saturdays, and that's because of the amount of preparation we go through during the week.
And it's a hats off to you, Coach, because you guys are an absolute machine. And any time I turn on the television and get the opportunity to watch North Dakota State, it's fun. It's great. And you do identify that right fit, that talent. And it is amazing because I see kids, as you mentioned, parts of Florida, Maxie, Tampa, Kansas City, Chicago, Texas, you know, you name it. It's really amazing, and they fit the system. That's the other side of it. Out of curiosity, how's Bryce Lance doing for you? I know he's only a freshman, and I don't want to just focus on one guy, but with his brother Trey being who he is, third pick in the draft, I'm just kind of curious, how does Bryce look as a player for you?
Well, he redshirted this year for us. He's playing wide receiver, and I bet of the 15 games or 15 weeks we had of the season, I bet he probably won player or scout team member of the week almost five or six times. He is a tremendous talent. We're only scratching the surface with him right now. He's going to be a big time red zone threat just because of his length. When we first recruited him, he was 6'1". Well, he measures in at 6'4" right now. And, I mean, you talk about a late bloomer, but all of a sudden, you know, he looks completely different than what he looked like coming out of Marshall High School. And so, again, those are things you never count on, but you sure get excited when they happen to a young man like him. And he's a student of the game. You know, football's in their family, and he's done an outstanding job of picking up the playbook. And Coach Pauly, our wide receiver coach, has really done an excellent job of getting him in play. This spring is going to be exciting for him.
Well, Coach, we appreciate it very much. Continued success. I think we, Pete, I think we can book you next year, same time, same place, same show. The way things roll in North Dakota.
About that, guys.
I know you're not going to say that, but but it sure is fun to watch from afar. We appreciate it and congratulations.
Thanks, hey, Coach. Guys, I appreciate it. Anytime you ever need us down in the cities, don't ever hesitate to call. We have. We've won a lot with young men from that metropolitan area. We consider that our home area, and we're going to continue to get the best players out of the state of Minnesota. So thanks again for having me on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.